Today on our Tech for Business podcast, we're joined by Brad Waldo, Strategic Partner Manager from LastPass. And I said off the air, but I'll say it on the air. Thank you for coming and taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
So we talk about LastPass a lot because we use it, but also a lot of my colleagues use it personally in our personal lives. So we will just rave about you. But just in case maybe somebody hasn't heard about LastPass, would you give us a quick overview? I mean, who are you and what do you do for the business world?
Yeah, absolutely. No, again, thank you for having the opportunity to meet with you all and get a chance to talk some today. What do we do? So we help people remember their passwords. I mean, so LastPass, it's kind of there in the name. It's the last password you'll ever need to know. So save all your passwords, have them randomly generated, saved in your vault. The security level that way is that a couple of things. One, nobody can remember 60, 70, 80 passwords. You know, there's always the joke of like, I tried to change my password, but then it tells me I can't use it, the one I've used before. So then, you know, it's just all those things. But if you think beyond it, something happens, let's say, you know, different cases, like just picking names out of the air, Target. You know, that was kind of a famous one a few years ago where some usernames and passwords were, you know, exposed. A lot of times people think, well, I need to change my Target password. Well, really, any website that has that combination of that email address and that password, bad actors are going to take that combination and put it against all the most popular websites. So it's not just Target is exposed. Any website that has that username and that password is now considered exposed. So do you really want to have to go through and change 60 websites every time there's something like that happens? Or you have something like at the most basic level, like with us, randomly generated passwords for each one of those sites. You don't know what they are. So if one gets exposed, you change the one. Not everything gets exposed. Kind of the most basic. And one thing you touched on, we see a lot of people who come in to a business environment saying, hey, we need something like LastPass. A lot of people say, hey, I use it now personally. Let's look at LastPass for business. So we call it a flywheel. We see a lot of people coming from that consumer side.
Definitely. So I guess I want to ask kind of the elephant in the room question. The world is slowly moving passwordless. We love biometrics. What does that mean for LastPass?
All great things. For anybody that knows what FIDO2 is, we're on the council with that. So things like biometric, we have a passwordless option to where if I click on my vault, my phone pops up, it scans my face, and I'm in. We work with Windows Hello. We work with YubiKey. We work with all of these other options, and we have some things coming out very quickly around passkeys. So we're right there in with all where that's going to go. So what we like to think of, instead of just using that word password and what the kind of connotations come with that, think credential management. So what am I using to get into different parts of my business and my day-to-day life, whether that's, you know, a passwordless option, a Windows Hello, using YubiKey, all those kind of passkeys, all those different ways that you have credentials and how you want to have those credentials managed in a secure, safe way. That's really where you're going to see the biggest value from us, more than just where do I store my passwords?
Yeah, for sure. As a company that works with, you know, businesses and a bunch of different industries and compliance and all of those things, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that you come up against when working with companies? I mean, I can think of one about, people worrying that maybe LastPass is sitting there with all of my passwords, you know, some guy, you know, in a room has my whole list, and that's obviously not true. But
yeah, so a couple of things there. One, they see us as a nice to have. They think, you know, I have all these other kind of security things and these bigger, like big heavy firewalls and all this kind of stuff. But Verizon did an independent study to where over 80% of those breaches start with a password use. It might seem like that's a nice to have, but really, you know, that's a lot of times that's where the human element gets things exposed. And what you're talking about as well is that with LastPass, what we have and most strong, really good password manager companies out there, and I'll say this, probably nobody else comes on and says this, even if you're not using LastPass, use something.
Yes.
So let me just interject that real quick. But like what you were touching on there, we work on what's called a zero knowledge, zero trust model. So everything is encrypted on the local device. Only thing that's backed up to us is that encrypted data that can then be synced to different devices, depending on how you have it set up. So there is no backdoor. It does not exist. When everything is encrypted on the local device at that 600,000 iteration count, we can't see somebody's passwords. You know, you all as CIT, you can't see your client's passwords. And many times people will call into us and say, hey, X, Y, and Z happened. I'm locked out. No, I didn't set up two or three different ways to do recovery. We have to tell them, unfortunately, you have to restart your vault. We just do not have the way the back door or get into that. And we don't want the back door.
Right.
We do not want. We've purposely built it in a way that you are the only one that has ownership of your data, just purely for any number of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. So you kind of mentioned a little bit when we were talking about password list and stuff. How do you as a company really stay ahead of new technology? I mean, how do you stay at the forefront and kind of watch those trends and make sure that you are moving forward?
A lot of it's feedback from clients, you know, asking our people who we do the most business with what's most important to them. You know, it's convenience, it's security, it's all of those things. So and then being part of, like I said, that FIDO2 Alliance gives us an opportunity of what are people talking and where are things moving and where are the industry standards really leaning towards. So and even just, you know, things we're moving towards of, yeah, we have a lot of this authorization side of the house. Mm-hmm. What can we do with some of these auditing side of the house? So once, you know, what are we seeing that people are logging into? What shadow IT do we have to be worried about that maybe users are using? Because I always say people are like water. They're going to find a way. They're going to find that crack. They're going to try and do what, at the end of the day, they feel is very innocent, that they're just trying to get their job done, not really realizing they're kind of increasing that attack surface. You know, here's some unmonitored passwords, or here's some unmonitored software, or here's all these kind of things. So, you know, really what we are trying to do is understand how do people need to get their work done, but how do we keep them safe? So, and, you know, as those questions come up, we have to find new ways to answer it. So that really, I think that's a lot of where our innovation comes from, is that how do we answer these questions in a way that people can still get their work done and not having everything so locked down?
Definitely. Yeah. So where do you see password managers? Where do you see LastPass sort of moving as we increase AI, as, you know, cybersecurity incidents become more complex? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's a game of three card Monty, right? When you think that you see which one is the queen of hearts, you know, there's a sleight of hand. And if you look at, you know, some of my friends over at different software companies like Proofpoint or what have you, they've done demonstrations where they'll come up and say, hey, give me your name and where you work. And they'll drop that into an AI and says, create an email campaign that looks like it's coming from this person and this company, and it builds it very convincingly. So you can't outthink these people.
Yeah.
Just because what the tools are using, they're going to try and go into the very just human nature of things. You want to help people. People want to be helpful. Mm-hmm. So when they get some of these emails, they want to click it. They want to do their job and all these things, and they're really hitting those reward centers of your brain. So you have to have something that protects you from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So where we see ourselves going is maybe you think you're logging into something and you feel like this is the right login. It looks just like it. You know, email URL bars are like 1,000 characters long now when you click on things, and it's very convincing. I can see us, and really where we are moving to is it's going to recognize what you're logging into isn't a real link.
Mm-hmm.
So where you're logging your credentials into. So not just are you storing them, but making sure people aren't stealing those just because you clicked on something that looked real.
Right.
Doing some things to make sure that you're not getting into some cyber kind of over increasing your footprint. Like say you should be saving everything into OneDrive, but you really like Dropbox. Making it to where as you try to log into something, that LastPass will pop up and say, hey, this is not an approved application that you should be using. So really having some of those safeguards of just setting the environment is what I like to say. Mm-hmm. Of not just where am I storing my passwords, but what happens if somebody tries to log into my vault from another country?
Yeah.
What happens if I leave my browser window up for more than 30 minutes? You know, does it get logged out? Some of those just safeguards to protect people from themselves and in turn protect the company and protect those companies' clients.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, I think about people's real shift around security and security culture. Mm-hmm. Do you think there are still some holes that we're missing or some attitudes that need to be changed around passwords or password managers?
Yeah, especially password managers, because I think mm-hmm. it still comes into a lot of not me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my password. You know, it's that other person, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. So there's still a lot of that. Until it happens to you, then yes, it's going to happen to you. And also, I think around a lot of stuff with password managers, like I kind of touched on earlier, too often it's still seen as that nice to have product in a sense of other password managers aren't really LastPass's competition. Mm-hmm. Time is.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to have, you know, this other piece of software that makes sure that scanning what websites we go to, or I have another piece of software that's scanning what my emails come through, and all these other kind of things that really can take a precedence sometimes in that security stack, you know, then there's in that software that's protecting users. And then they see LastPass or any password manager sometimes as, well, we'll get to that, or that's a later thing, or, you know, I have to ask my end users or my users, people using this, to log in, and they don't want to. They're happy with what they're doing. So do I really want to push it? So where I think it comes down to is the policies you have set in the computer aren't as important as the policies that are in that file in your office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to make it a priority, and you have to make it one of those things that it's not negotiable. Because yeah. if you leave it to a person to change or do nothing, people a lot of times like to pick the do nothing. They don't like change. They don't want to have to go through all the effort and the work and the thought that goes with it. So it has to be made a priority, and you have to be able to enforce it that it is important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I want to make sure that we cover anything that you want to speak about today, but kind of to wrap up a little bit, how would someone get started either with LastPass or even just coming back to that culture and mindset you were speaking about? How do businesses really kind of push their employees or push their policy towards a safer thought process?
Yeah, and that's with any security. I think security has to be a culture. It has mm-hmm. to be something that you as a company, you're willing to say that I'm going to give somebody a hard time if they're not taking my security of my company just as much as you wouldn't let an employee on their last day leave with the laptop and the keys of the company car.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't let them walk out the back door with your passwords either. Mm-hmm. That's a key. That's ownership of your business. Those are things that you protect. Those are things that, you know, as much as anything else, like if you watch your P&L and all of these things that are important to your company, the time that's lost if somebody's locked out of something, or the time that's lost when you're setting a new employee up and you're having to share certain things with them and get them rolling, and somebody gets locked out of their account, and the time that's lost that they have to submit a ticket and then wait for the ticket to be responded to. And then that's taking time out of your day, it's taking time out of the end user's, you know, that person's day where they're just sitting there waiting to get this piece of software. These things are accountable to money. Everything comes back to this. So mm-hmm. what's an hour worth to you? Multiply that by all of your employees, multiply that by a month. These things add up. It all comes back to time, and time has a dollar equated to it. So getting set up, you know, there's a couple of different ways. Obviously, my first recommendation is come to you all at CIT.
Yeah.
talk to you about it, you know, how they can, you know, you can work with them, and we support you all. And it's a great relationship that we love having with any of our partners like you all. Mm-hmm. Even something as an individual, we have it where you can get LastPass for free on one device.
Mm-hmm.
Get logged in, play around with it, see if it makes sense for you. We have families as a benefit setups to where if you want to have four or five licenses set up as a group and you want to be able to share a Netflix account with, you know, everybody in the family without it being exposed to the world or dropping it into – because I'll tell you right now, if you think you can create an Excel document called passwords, someone is out there looking for an Excel document called passwords when they're scanning your computer.
Yes.
And if you think you're clever by changing your password from your cat's name to April 5th, and then next month you change it to your cat's name to May 5th, someone else is also looking for that clever naming convention.
Yes.
So you're not going to outthink the people who are out there who want to do harm. Again, doors on your locks on your front door is to keep honest people out. Mm-hmm. People are going to find a way to get around it. You have to do more to be able to find, to plug the holes to keep them out. So that's what we try to do. That's why we partner with groups like CIT, because I know that's what you're trying to do. And that's really where I would start. Just start with something.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That seems like such a great place to kind of wrap up. Is there anything else you wanted to share? Anything you wanted to plug?
Yeah. Just, you know, obviously would love opportunity to, you know, speak with you all, with your clients more, with anybody that wants to talk LastPass and password management. We're happy to jump on a call just to be there as a resource to help support things we have coming up. I hinted a little bit earlier of our SaaS monitoring that we have coming soon. That auditing side of the component that I was telling you about, that just through that browser extension, we have it in a way that's going to be soon to where are your people logging into, and are they unknowingly creating that extended threat surface that I was talking about earlier? And we can help you get your arms around that and keep you and your employees and your clients safe.
That's amazing. And we always say, you know, a conversation is free. So definitely reach out to us. We can get you connected. So thank you so much for joining us today.
No, it's been wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. Like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.